Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Will Salva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. So, you know that the NFL expanded the playoff field to 7 teams per conference this season, and that number could possibly rise to 8 teams each in the NFC and AFC, thanks to a new contingency plan unanimously approved by league owners yesterday. Now, here's the deal, though. If games are canceled due to COVID that can't be made up before the start of the playoffs, the contingency plan would go into effect with a 16-team playoff field. Get it? Got it? Good. All right. Well, this proposed scenario would only become a reality if the league cannot first complete the meaningful games rescheduled in a possible Week 18. All right? So, essentially, playoff expansion will only come about as a third option in the event the league can't complete the 256-game season as scheduled within 17 or 18 weeks, with the 18th week added solely to complete the complete schedule prior to postseason play. Now, according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, owners also approved a resolution that will award NFL teams compensatory third-round picks if clubs lose minority coaches and or front office executives to head coaching or general manager jobs elsewhere. The approved resolution is subject to NFL Players Association approval. The Steelers are now the latest team dealing with COVID complications that could possibly sideline several key players, including their team captain, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Now, the QB was one of four players added to the reserve COVID list Tuesday, along with linebacker Vince Williams, running back Jalen Samuels, and offensive tackle Gerald Hawkins. Steelers tight end Vance McDonald was, of course, added to the list Monday after he tested positive for COVID. The additional four players were deemed to have close contact with McDonald. As for head coach Mike Tomlin, he's confident if his squad continues to successfully follow protocols, the players could be eligible to play Sunday against the Bengals. Keep those fingers crossed.
It is our desire to participate wholly in the procedure. Those guys will be working remotely throughout the week and testing daily. As long as their tests come back negative, we believe that all four guys have an opportunity to be made available to us on Saturday. Some of the guys have more experience than others. And so we'll lean on that experience. Guys like Ben and Vince Williams, man, have an opportunity to suit up and play for us this weekend. And they'll simply work remotely and sharpen their sword in that way.
Pittsburgh defeated Dallas on Sunday to remain the league's lone unbeaten team. Part of the reason the Cowboys lost is because the team is playing without starting quarterback Dak Prescott. Well, owner Jerry Jones, appearing on 105.3 The Fan Radio in Dallas, was asked if they hypothetically have a top three pick, is it crazy to bring up the idea of drafting a quarterback?
You asked me if it's crazy to bring the idea up, and I'm answering you, yes. We're playing games here, guys, but it's not the thing to be talking about at all. You know, Dak is our quarterback.
In other Cowboys news, they are losing one of the more promising pieces of their defense. This is a huge blow here, people. Rookie corner Trayvon Diggs broke a bone in his foot in Sunday's loss. He's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Diggs has started every game this season and leads Dallas with two interceptions. T.Y. Hilton practicing in full yesterday after missing Sunday's game with a groin injury. He looks good to go Thursday night against Tennessee, much to the, well, delight of Philip Rivers, his quarterback. As for the Titans, head coach Mike Vrabel's main concern is the man throwing Hilton the ball, Rivers.
You know, these franchise quarterbacks that don't miss games are durable, they're available, very productive. And then really, just you're not going to be able to fool them. You're not going to be able to disguise them. So, you know, he knows what you're doing. He's studying. Very smart, very accurate with football. So, we'll have to try to find ways to disrupt them.
The Colts and Titans kick off Week 10 Thursday night on NFL Network, Fox, and streaming live on Amazon Prime Video at 8 Eastern. And Find out who to start and who to sit on your fantasy team by downloading the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. And if you're having a problem deciding between, let's say, two players to start, make sure to tune in to Good Morning Football for my good friend Kate Adams, who will hook you up with Which Guy Wednesday, and she'll make the tough decisions for you. See? It'll be easy. Got to do it. Well, that's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. We will see you then. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.